Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In Boston federal court, new details are emerging about the scope of a Central American gang in Greater Boston. Rafael Leonair Aguirre is an alleged leader of the MS-13 gang, which is headquartered in El Salvador. He's on trial in Boston on conspiracy charges, alleging that as a gang leader, he took part in attempted murder, intimidation, and drug trafficking. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has been in federal court for the trial, and she's here to tell us more. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Deborah.
So tell us about this trial. You were in court yesterday for the testimony of a key government witness.
Right. So there's a cooperating witness on the stand right now for the government, a young man who's originally from Honduras but attended Chelsea High School. He's not been named in court documents to protect him and his family. And yesterday was actually his cross-examination by the defense. But the government is using this witness's testimony to make its case for the sort of enterprising nature of MS-13 here in Greater Boston, specifically in Chelsea. And the defendant in this trial, as you mentioned, Rafael Leonair Aguirre, also known as Tremendo to his gang associates, is from El Salvador and allegedly showed up in Chelsea in 2014 specifically to help organize this sort of fledgling branch of MS-13 and to grow the Chelsea chapter of the gang, which is known as the Enfermos. And so this government witness is offering a sort of play-by-play account of how the defendant set about to do that.
And what does he say happened?
So the witness says that he was one of only three or four MS-13 members trying to get a foothold in Chelsea in 2012, 2013, when the witness was just a freshman at Chelsea High School. And he described the tension that he was feeling with a rival gang from Central America, 18th Street. And the witness says he was repeatedly beat up by members of 18th Street and told that this is our territory and you better join up or face the consequences. And Deb, I have to say, this is stuff that our colleague David Boeri and I, when we traveled to El Salvador in 2014, we heard this sort of anecdote about this violence, this choice to join either 18th Street or MS-13. And we spoke with families and teenagers in El Salvador who were being pressured to join one or the other of these gangs. And that pressure, that violence was so great that it played a large role in many young people crossing the border alone, trying to escape it. And this testimony yesterday makes it sound like that violence and pressure was allegedly playing out in Chelsea.
So eventually then, since then, MS-13 grew in Greater Boston. Is that right?
Right. That's what the government's saying. It says that MS-13 has had big plans to increase its influence and its network here. And a primary means of doing that for the gang is through fear and violence. So the witness described how he and other members who are known as chequeos, the sort of lowest ranking members, would have to go out on these kind of patrols in Chelsea looking for rival gang members of 18th Street to kill. He says he never killed anyone, but the government alleges that Rafael Leonair Aguirre, the defendant, attempted two murders himself, targeting rival 18th Street members using both a gun and a machete, which is a favorite weapon of choice for MS-13 members in El Salvador.
Hmm. What else strikes you about the testimony?
Well, you know, actually, there are a lot of similar crimes and methods as those we heard about in El Salvador. The witness mentioned beating down rival gang members in front of a Chelsea restaurant in the middle of the afternoon. El Charito was the name of the restaurant. He says he was carrying a knife, though he admitted yesterday that he never actually stabbed anyone that day. And Deb, it seemed as though the witness was trying to almost sort of save face while the defense attorney was trying to disprove the government's claim that this is a big, enterprising, organized gang here. So the witness would say things like, well, I wasn't able to actually stab anyone because the cops came and I had to run. And so, you know, it's important to keep in mind that while this sort of gang activity was going on, these guys were 14, 15, 16 years old.
So Shannon, what's next then? This is an ongoing trial and it's related to a larger indictment, right?
Right, it is. The trial is back in session today, and it did come about as a result of this massive indictment last year. 61 alleged MS-13 members were named and charged with everything from conspiracy to murder to attempted murder to drug trafficking in cocaine, marijuana, and heroin. And the last we read from the Department of Justice, 22 of those 61 defendants have pleaded guilty.
All right. WBUR's Shannon Dooling, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Deborah.